From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives facing a Friday night deadline to approve funding to keep the government open rallied enough votes within their own party to pass the bill late Thursday, which now faces a fight in the U.S. Senate. Some Democrats have said they don't support the spending plan because it does not provide for the 800,000 so-called Dreamers, immigrants illegally brought to the U.S. by their parents when they were children. President Trump says he does not like the way the federal budget has been handled in the past.
The budget should be handled a lot differently than it's been handled over the last long period of time, many years. But if for any reason it shuts down, the worst thing is what happens to our military.
Lawmakers had two options, either agree on a one-month temporary spending measure known on Capitol Hill as a continuing resolution, or shut down the government until funding can be agreed upon. Tomorrow, President Trump will mark the first anniversary of his inauguration as the 45th U.S. president, the day on the steps of the U.S. Capitol that he promised to put America first. His political base seems basically pleased with his first year in office, touting his efforts to cut Obama-era regulations, install Justice Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court, and roll back Islamic State forces in the Middle East. His opponents note that there have been plenty of setbacks in Mr. Trump's first year as well, including a failed attempt to repeal Obamacare, numerous outbursts on Twitter, and at times inflammatory presidential rhetoric, including recently reported vulgar descriptions of Haiti, El Salvador, and African countries in terms of immigration. This is VOA News. The Central American street gang MS-13 has about 10,000 members in the United States and is notorious for vicious violence, including initiation into that gang, often including committing murder. Stephen Richardson, the assistant director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation's Criminal Investigative Division, said the mass arrest and imprisonment of MS-13 members and mid-level leaders over the past year have frustrated MS-13 leaders. Richardson says the FBI works with El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala through the Transnational Anti-Gang Program, often called TAG.
Recently, the TAGs conducted a coordinated arrest operation in all three countries in the Northern Triangle, targeting both MS-13 and 18th Street, resulting in the arrest of 754 violent gang members. The arrest also led to the seizure of multiple items of evidence, which are currently being exploited for their intelligence value.
In September, U.S. officials announced that they had charged more than 3,800 members of the gangs in coordinated law enforcement action since March. As Bangladesh and Myanmar agree to complete the return of Rohingya Muslims who fled an army crackdown in Myanmar, many refugees are expressing doubts about the terms of their return. Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting.
With just days to go until Rohingya Muslims begin to be sent back to Myanmar, a dark cloud is hanging over the plan to return them as even more refugees flee over the border into Bangladesh. More than 500,000 Rohingya escaping a bloody military crackdown have crossed over since August. More than 100 have arrived since Wednesday, telling harrowing stories even now.
My husband was killed by the military, then they burned our houses. They occupied our land, there was no food, we had nothing. How could we survive?
Bangladesh and Myanmar agreed this week to return hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims within 2 years. Under the plan, Bangladesh will set up 5 transit camps on its side of the border. The refugees would then be sent to 2 reception centres in Myanmar, where the government says returnees can apply for citizenship, which the Rohingya currently don't have. But in the camps, refugees are hesitant, concerned about the terms of their return and a guarantee of rights.
That is Samantha Vadas from Reuters. United Nations Weather Agency saying the last 3 years on Earth were the hottest on recorded history. There's growing worldwide consensus on the need to cut carbon dioxide and methane emissions, improve energy efficiency, develop technologies to remove CO2 from the atmosphere. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.